Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Nat and Ema with your 9am Deadlines. In local news, Stockland is fighting to build thousands of homes in the Sunshine Coast, even as the local council opposes the plan. The Australian Property Development Company has applied for federal approval to convert 1,200 hectares of former pine forest into a sprawling estate with schools, business centres and community infrastructure. However, the council is against the plan, warning it lacks access to road and rail, risks nearby environmental areas and will clash with another emerging housing project nearby. In more local news, the Transport and Main Roads is undertaking community consultation to inform planning for the upgrade of the Gympie Arterial Road and Murphy Road intersection, including Downfall Creek Bridge. The Transport and Main Roads Minister, Mark Bailey, says the proposed upgrade will not only improve the flood resilience and reliability of the road network, but will also address key issues of traffic congestion and safety and provide for active and public transport users. Community consultation commences this week and runs to Sunday, 20th of August.
In national news, a new survey by campaign group Everybody's Home has shown that 4 out of 5 renters are spending more than 30% of their income on housing. The organisation acknowledged some states and territories had tried to limit rent increases. However, they said the measures were not effective and called on the federal government to improve rental standards for Australians. Housing Minister Julie Collins said the government's Housing Australia Future Fund and the $2 billion social housing accelerator would make a difference. However, advocate groups such as Anglicare Central Australia have expressed concerns that financial support is not moving fast enough to support those in regional areas who are also hit hard by the housing crisis. In more national news, independent member for Curtin, Kate Cheney, is set to introduce a bill to Parliament to ban big Commonwealth contractors from making political donations. It will aim to make the political donations process more transparent and will require federal ministers to publish their official diaries. The TLNP said restoring the trust bill aims to break the unhealthy codependency between the 4 big consultancy firms and major parties. Analysis by the Centre for Public Integrity found in May that Labor and the Coalition received nearly $4.3 million from KPMG, Deloitte, PwC and EY. The anti-corruption think tank reported the value of Commonwealth procurements from the big 4 firms had jointly increased by over 400% in the same period.
And in international news, globally, countries are being swept by climate change's extreme summer heat, leaving in its wake illness and evacuation, as well as the fires in Greece. Italy, Spain, Turkey, India, China, and the US are also suffering through high heat. In the past 30 days, nearly 5,000 heat records have been broken or tied in the US, and more than 10,000 records were set globally, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association.